WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is strongly advised. Viewer discretion is advised.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
I have indeed been uploaded, sir. We're online and ready.
Wrestle Talk Radio, bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
You're about to make a whole lot of people around here real happy.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Truth is, I am Iron Man.
The Omega.
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
Heartbreak Mike.
For lack of a better option, Dummy is still on fire safety.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
You think you're the only superhero in the world?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WCI Sunday night.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Hey, this is Becky Bayless.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I have Google Earth. I know where you live.
I'm Al Snow, former WWE superstar, tough enough trainer, and just all around gadabout. When I want to talk or I want to listen to someone else talk, I go to wildtalkradio.com.
WTR Sunday Night.
I've got one recommendation. Ready? Ready? Sell, sell, sell. Abandon ship!
It is another Sunday night, and they're back on there. It is WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR Live, which, by the way, if you're on twitch.tv/WTR Live, you can click that purple rectangular button above the screen. It's called a subscribe button. You subscribe now in September for only $2.50 and help support the channel. Do the thing, or if you have an Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. Yes, I shamelessly hoard stuff before I said, joining us this evening is the one and only Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, guys? Right here, Heartbreak Mike.
And the one and only Tim Stein. He would have to unmute to sort of talk and everything.
Let me just take myself off mute so you can hear what I'm saying.
There you go.
Atta girl. All right. Hey, yeah. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. The original, the one that's been around since 2004, believe it or not. That's right, 2004. Oh, my God. Is that 15 years? We've been, I've been doing this little website radio show for 15 years. Wow. Where's my medal?
Check your mail.
Okay. I'll check the mail when it comes tomorrow.
There you go.
After I come home from work.
There you go.
Are we short a body this evening?
It appears that way for the first few moments.
Hopefully he joins us. Of course, we're talking about the be-all, end-all of this little network, the Omega. It's unprecedented that he's late. Usually that's your job, Mike.
Wait, what? What'd I do?
Usually you're the one who's late.
And I was the one early.
Well, no, you were on time.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I was here, but I was busy. We're not getting into details.
No.
So.
No details.
So. Anyway, stuff happened this week in the world of professional wrestling, and I added a couple of notes to our rundown sheet. Mike, you have no idea what I'm going to be bringing up. So, it'll be fresh for you.
Well, taboo.
There you go. But let's start with the probably just about the biggest thing that happened this past week on Monday Night Raw. Bayley goes heel on Becky, showing her loyalty to Sasha. What do you think?
Huh. I want to say about time, but, and everybody expected it, but it's kind of
Hold up. Did they expect it or were they hoping for it?
They were hoping for it.
Yeah, when was the last time we saw heel Bayley on Raw, on the main roster? Never.
Because heel Bayley doesn't never existed.
Not until last Monday night.
But it was great. You know, it was one of those moments of holy crap. It's Christmas coming early. Oh my gosh, Christmas came early. And Christmas is here.
Yay! Well, you know, for me, it's gonna be a fresh take on Bailey's character. Like I said, like I pointed out, we have yet to, see a full-on heel Bailey. It definitely be a bit of a twist, and, it'll be interesting to see her snub the hug as she walks to the ring with the little kids.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I'm assuming that's what's going to wind up happening.
Are you sure that's going to wind up happening? Are you sure that's the deal? Because she said on SmackDown Live that she's trying to show her fans, like she was a fan, how to be loyal. How to be loyal to a friend and never turn your back on a friend. So why would she turn her back on the fans? Because she's not mad at the fans. She's more annoyed that Becky has the spotlight rather than her and Sasha.
Well, yeah, I was going to bring that up. Thanks for diving deep into the recesses of my twisted mind and reading it. Here's the thing. Are we going to have a babyface heel tag team?
What do you mean by babyface heel tag team?
Sasha or a tandem, even a tandem. Maybe not a tag team, but a tandem. Sasha obviously has returned as one big old bitch. Which is one way to describe it. Sasha's come back full on heel. Bailey is pretty much has been just about the biggest baby face of the women's division since literally she was brought up from NXT. Two ways they can go about this. Bailey can keep trying to be the good guy here, while she air quotes remains loyal to Sasha. However, if Sasha comes out and beats down all the babies on the woman's roster, and Bailey's there to back her up, that's not exactly putting her in the best limelight, is it? In the best spotlight.
Well, it is putting her in a spotlight, whether it's the best one or not. That's to be determined. But that's putting her. That's having her stay loyal to Sasha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not, she's going quote unquote heel. She's turning her back on Becky, but she's not trying to turn her back on the fans just yet. Could she come out and start, you know, cutting a promo on the fans and yada, yada, yada? Yeah. And that would be a typical heel move. But I think you can develop the character more.
Let's make it not typical. Don't cut the promo on the fans. Because usually when a longtime babyface goes heel, the character comes out, gets on the mic and says, I've been working my tail off for you guys and all you've ever done is support, Joe Blow and you've never been behind me. And you know what? Forget you guys. I'm going to do it for myself and my partner. Blah, 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 blah. That is so, you know, standard. It's boring.
You don't want that for her.
It's just, first off, too goddamn cliche. I've been sick and tired of that since 1989, to tell you the truth. But, she could do the one thing that I with Canadian All Pro Wrestling, what I did with Maverick Mike Briggs, I turned him into a heel who thought he was over as a face. And it worked beautifully. If they do this right, this could work beautifully. So the same idea.
The best part about what they can do with Bailey is add character development, which is something you don't see a lot of in WWE, is strong character development. They have the opportunity with the heel turn, in quotation, to develop her next level of character. Sort of, when she was in NXT, the original character, she was the lovable Bayley, who's like innocent, pure, you know, sort of like that, where she's just, oh my God, super excited to meet the wrestler A, wrestler B, stuff like that. And as we've seen her mature, but now we've seen her take that next step, I guess, from being a teenager to adult, I guess that's the best way to put it, in terms of character development for what she is. She's now more adult.
Our baby Bayley's growing up.
Right. That's sort of where we're at right now. She's growing up in front of her eyes, and that's good character development, because she could never stay in a lovable, innocent Bayley forever, because that would get stale and, you know,
well,
we've seen that happen.
I think it already's gotten stale.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, I'm just picturing Bayley coming out as the, you know, best friend to a bad guy, if you will, use another phrasing, for heel. It really opens up possibilities. It gives her the chance to, be the anti-hero a little bit more and to take less crap from certain individuals on that roster. I mean, did we not see the beginnings of it when she actually, went after Charlotte? A few weeks ago.
She pushed her Charlotte on SmackDown a couple weeks ago, and sort of you saw that she enjoyed it. You saw what she did on SmackDown this week. She enjoyed beating down Charlotte with the help of Sasha with the steel chair. They were trading off the chair shots like, all right, you got it this time? All right, I want to go now. She was really enjoying it. And on Raw, you saw that smirk when before she turned. It's like,
yep.
Ooh, I got her. Boom.
And there it is. People are going to be pointing to Raw as the turning point where, I'm telling you, the turning point was her pushing Charlotte off the chair.
It's been building. And it's been, it's building long before that, but she's been growing and getting more mature in the character development for weeks. And it's like, it finally paid off on Monday.
And yeah, and you said earlier, Rock, that, you know, she's maturing, becoming an adult. I look at it more like she's entering her teen years. As, speaking as a father with a son who is just about to leave his teenage years. My God, I'm getting old. Looking at it like that, you know, he was an absolute angel, right up until he hit like 12, 13. And then all of a sudden, all of that stuff started coming out, and when you hit your teens, you guys got to remember, you start wrestling with all of these feelings and emotions you've never had. You know, your body's changing, and things are happening, and you react a certain way when you see a pretty girl. And you, okay, cut it out. But you get the idea. and so it's like she's gone from that sweetheart little, you know, princess to the teenager.
Please, for the love of God, don't hit the emo phase.
Yeah. Don't hit the what?
I can't describe it. I think Rock can describe it for him. Emo phase?
Oh, emo phase. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, I got that. Now I got it. Okay. Mike, you are aware of what the emo phase is, don't you?
I hope so. Yes and no. But in the pro wrestling world, that means no.
Okay. Well, in the real world, and here's where I'm miles ahead of you. It all has to do with wearing basically your emotions on your sleeve and coming across as you don't give a shit when you really do, and you're proving that you're letting your negative emotions rule you. Emo, short for emotional.
Okay.
Now you got it.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Well, I don't know that we're going to be losing anything with this new direction of Bayley's character.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, that works for me. You can't say the same thing with Chris Jericho when he goes for a steak.
Hey, he just wanted a little bit of the bubbly.
Oh my God, all the memes on social media the past week.
Those things have been amazing. I'm waiting for them to get out
the
a t-shirt.
Bubbly.
A little bit of the bubbly.
if they don't capitalize with a t-shirt, they're losing money.
The t-shirt company was out the day they found the belt. I mean, they're a t-shirt company first and foremost. Let's be real. That's what AEW is, a t-shirt company. Quote unquote Kenny Omega. Speaking of Omega, hi.
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 Yeah, I've been driving around all day. I'm here now.
Oh, you've got your license.
Yeah.
Don't mind me, just being a smart ass. Welcome. Glad you're here.
Mm-hmm. What'd I miss?
You missed a little bit of the bubbly.
Oh,
That's good. I don't drink.
We were just talking about to talk about Chris Jericho and the bit of bubbly. What you missed was talking about Bailey's possible heel turn.
You talked Bailey without me?
Well, you weren't here, were you?
Could I change the format around?
Show starts at 10. We start at like 10:15. Keep up with the program. I know it's not often we do a show on Sundays, but, you know. We have a format now.
But now that you're here, I'd like to get your take on Bailey standing up for herself against Becky Lynch and showing loyalty to Sasha Banks.
There's such a part of me that doesn't want to see it, even if I can admit Bailey's been getting stale.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts. But, you know, like in a good, like I paid $100 for this kind of hurt.
Yeah.
It's enjoyable. It's
Johnny Cashling and Nine Inch Nails.
Like it's a well done heel turn for a good reason. It's not your typical like jealousy angle.
Mm-hmm. You know,
there's a hint of it. Yeah. But it is a loyalty thing. It is a proving who's the best thing. I mean, it's interesting to see because Bailey has never been heel.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And these are definitely points that I touched on when we talked about it. But I threw a curve out there and let Rock talk about it and let Mike think about it because he didn't know what to say. So I'm going to give this one to you. What about a babyface heel tandem?
A babyface heel tandem.
Yeah, we've seen it. We've seen it before on more than one occasion. Bailey tries to stay babyface for the fans while Sasha's the heel. So she, you know, basically, it's the pro wrestling version of Bailey waving while Sasha gives everybody the finger.
I mean,
could they make that work?
Well, you said we've seen it in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had that kind of team up going on, you know, technically, you know, think back, like technically Booker T was heel when he was teaming with Goldust and it was hysterical.
Oh, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like we've seen that dynamic work in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it's necessary here. They could go that route. You know, where they're still the same characters, they're just loyal to each other at the same time. Yeah. This feels fresh. You know, and, you know, Bailey, extremely strong performer for the women's division. You know, she's been doing the SmackDown women's division a world of good, just being a solid champion. I know, I want to see how she handles herself as a villain. I want to see, you know, what she's capable of on the other side of the coin.
Okay, let me tell you what I want to see tomorrow night. I want to see Bailey come out and absolutely thrash those wacky, wavy, inflatable tube things. Just rip them all apart as she comes out.
Like,
laugh. Okay.
Just Sasha just hands her a knife and she just starts gutting them like fish.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
It'd be funny.
No, you can't set them on fire. Somebody in the chat room is saying set them on fire in great big capital letters.
Kill it with fire.
Well, for one, you do realize, you know, it's a windsock. There's a fan blowing underneath it.
the fire wouldn't work for one thing.
You know, also, front row, the aisle side seats are, not going to be good.
Oh, the intern has a great idea. Have Bailey come out and then things inflate, but instead of the wacky waving inflatable tube guys, it's an inflatable middle finger. Which would have been great during the Attitude Era, but it'll never happen today.
So here's the thing. Bailey as a heel doesn't work with the music she's got right now. I think she needs a music change to be a heel because her current one is just too bubbly and happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking let her do her entrance, let her raise up the tube men, and then just do like that double arm slash through the air, and then music cuts and tube men die. They just fall. And then she plays the new music.
That could work too. I still want to see her absolutely eviscerate them though. Just cause that would be hilarious to have her do it in a very, very sad, sick way. It'd be funny. But anyway, so yeah, there. Now you're caught up. We're just about to talk about Chris Jericho losing the AEW championship title belt. Now, I don't mean he lost it in a match. It was, air quotes, allegedly stolen while he was having dinner at the Longhorn Steakhouse in Florida.
You know, he's not in Florida very long and still manages to pull a Florida man.
There you go. So, but here's the thing. He's saying, well, it got stolen. It has since been found and returned, but here's the situation. Guy who found it just outside of Tallahassee, Florida on the highway is a dude by the name of Frank Price. And the limousine service that Jericho used that night gave him a $200 reward for turning it in. This kind of sort of raised the eyebrows of the cops. Price has been questioned. He's got receipts and the whole bit to prove that he was nowhere near the Longhorn Steakhouse. He found it. He turned it in. And they said, hey, look, thank you. Here's a reward. And the cops were like, well, all right. And then AEW said, nope, that's it. Close the books. Price was saying, by the looks of it, maybe they forgot to put the belt in the trunk of the limo and they drove it off, with the belt still on the roof or on the trunk. Now here it is, guys. Just so you know, most of you probably will, but some of you might not. When a champion of a pro wrestling company is tooling around with the belt, it's not like he's walking around and the belt's out hanging about. They've got this, like the little bit of luggage for this thing. You put it in there and zip it all up. What do you call that carrier? I don't know, but it's it's carted around in a thick, somewhat protective, case, soft cloth case. And the guy's saying the case is all scuffed up. Now, of course, somebody could have taken it and thrown it out on the road while they're driving down the highway for it to get scuffed up. But if you're going to steal a $30,000 championship belt from a promotion that's doing its damnedest to become as big as possible, you're not gonna drive down the highway and get rid of it anytime soon. At least I wouldn't. I wouldn't tell anybody except my closest friends of what I did.
Yeah.
And I'd squirrel that thing away in the spare bedroom where nobody goes and can see it underneath the bed, and then just bring it out to show people that I have come over. Hey, look what I got, man. Where'd you get it? Chris Jericho. How? Well, you know, he was looking the other way. So, but he's also got another theory, and this falls into conspiracy theory, Mike Omega. The only other thing he can think of, other than they forgot to put it in the trunk, was this whole thing has been planned out.
I think that's the default reaction in any situation when it comes to wrestling. Is it a work?
That's exactly right. Now, here it is. It garnered a lot of mainstream media attention, which is drawing a lot of eyes to the project, to the promotion. And the promotion, based on the pay-per-view buys of their last pay-per-view, the buys are down from the previous one. So if this helps get more butts and seats and more eyes glued to the TV, then I can see the work being a successful one, Omega.
I don't necessarily know. Would they? I don't know if they would have that data that fast in order to pull something like that. You know, but typically ratings and buys don't come in for a couple days. Jericho pretty freaking quick.
Well, not final buys, but it's like as they roll in, the numbers have been lower. I mean, it's not a final total, but the numbers have been lower as they've been coming in, right?
No, like if this was a work, I don't think the story of how stupidly it was found would have been a part of it.
Okay.
I think it would have just turned up.
Okay.
Because that's an unnecessary and risky step to take. Just, you know, and it makes the company look dumb. Really.
Yeah.
It's like, you just crowned your first world champion. You've got this, you know, $30,000 belt and we just lost it.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They didn't lose it. It was stolen.
Yeah. Some guy put it up on Craigslist. Sitting in the middle of the road.
Now,
I don't think you need that
part
for a work.
Yeah. Now there, you just said it. Like if it was actually, you know, AEW, air quotes stolen, and then you find it 2 days later on Craigslist, I would be more inclined to think that was a work, especially if they're putting it on Craigslist.
It's anything on Craigslist anymore.
I haven't been on Craigslist in forever. I use Kijiji.
Well, you're in Canada.
Well, yeah, but there's Kijiji in the States. And Craigslist is available up here.
Well, good to know.
There you go. Well, the guys that started Craigslist left and started Kijiji, so.
No, we have Nextdoor app now.
There you go. Hey, Mike, is it a work or did they actually misplace it and turned up?
I honestly, it's a work. Like, first of all, you're not going to pay me $200 just to be like, oh, you found the title here. Here's $200. I'm sorry, what? $200? No. Try again, drink some more bubbly, and let's come up with a better price. Until then, yeah, the title's mine.
Well, the only thing that I've got my eyebrow raised over this, Omega, the only thing that has my eyebrow raised is AEW told the TPD, Tallahassee Police Department, yeah, no, we got a bad case closed, forget it, drop it. They were really quick at doing that and making it public. And that's the only hesitation I have over this whole thing.
I don't know. If it was a work, I just don't think they would add a step that make them look that foolish at the same time.
Yeah. Well, they say no, what do they say? No publicity is bad publicity. Which is a double entendre for those of you who don't realize it.
Well, like, didn't they take it far to the point of they went to like almost every single, like every single, news and was like, yeah, Chris Jericho's, championship, you can't find it.
No, I have to admit that I am leaning, towards agreeing with Omega, but there's just that 5% that I'm going to leave open just in case it ever comes out that it was just a really goofy, stupid way of trying to garner a little bit of extra free attention. Although it does make him look kind of dumb. I don't know. If Cody Rhodes ever had that belt, do you think he'd forget it on the top of a car?
Possibly.
Well, there's a chance we might get to find out in November because Cody Rhodes is getting the first title match on pay-per-view for AEW against Chris Jericho.
Yep, in Baltimore, Maryland. Now, this was, Jesus. So, with this, I think this is a very bad idea. Number one, conflict of interest. And it's like, Cody is part of management. And he shouldn't get the first crack at the title. I think it should be somebody else. Is Cody gonna make Jericho look like $1 million? He doesn't have to. It's more like the other way around. I honestly think Cody should not be the first one. And I know they have a pool of talent that they can pull, but you know, that's just me.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Megan, what's your thought about Cody being the first in line?
I mean, the way this company kind of goes, I'm just happy he wasn't the first, period.
Yeah, and we did talk about that last week and the reasons why he shouldn't have been.
Yeah, so. Good call. Good call. No, I don't think he should be the first one in line. I don't think anyone with the title executive vice president should have the first shot at that belt. So that's like half the roster.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I'm not entirely sure who you would get for that, if not because your top talents are all executive vice presidents with the company.
So there's one conundrum. The second one is, let's not assume Cody's going to actually win that belt. Having a main event, Cody Rhodes versus Chris Jericho. Shut up and take my money.
That part is harder to argue.
Yeah, and as far as that goes, executive vice president, he could be executive vice emperor of the of the Galactic Empire. I don't give a damn, Darth Vader. You don't need to win the belt. You just need to go in there and give us an absolutely 5-star match against Y2J, which, as far as I can see, is exactly what will wind up happening between these two. And Chris Jericho retains for one more pay-per-view, one more pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that.
I think we're all good with that.
The one thing I gotta check and find out if the AEW pay-per-views are gonna be available on the Fight Network in Canada here, because if so, I'm a happy camper and I'm set up.
Find out. I'm gonna be watching it live.
So. You're going, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to that one, and then I'm going to the, first taping in DC.
Okay, you realize that, as soon as the pay-per-view's over, you gotta call us.
I know. Yeah, I know.
That's the rule. If any of us goes to any live event, we gotta call in.
If I don't pull a Jericho and have a little bit of the bubbly.
You can have all the bubbly you want. Just, you gotta make sure, you gotta remember to call in.
I'll remember.
Yeah. So. Omega, do you follow Ring of Honor a lot?
No, I have a restraining order.
Okay, I didn't mean stalking them. But, who doesn't know who Marty Scurll is? You know Marty Scurll.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Let me just address this. Hey, intern, I know it's on a Saturday. CB Radio was on a Saturday. I didn't mean us specifically, WTR Sunday night. He's got to call into CB Radio and talk about it after the pay-per-view event. Pay-per-view was on Thursday. Any of us going to an event would be obligated to call the rack. I mean, come on. Think about it. Jeez. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. Marty Scurll. Contract coming up with Ring of Honor in the fall, which means like any day now. Now, are you gonna resign with Ring of Honor, or are you gonna go with your pals in AEW, or are you gonna join NXT to be with your girlfriend full time? What you gonna do?
It's an interesting little conundrum.
Kind of.
I don't think he's even in the intro for the Elite anymore, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, sometimes you are, but in this case, I don't know.
Hmm. I don't know.
Well, here, let me just throw this one at you. Okay. His girlfriend's in NXT. His buddies are in AEW. Mike, you know the saying, bros before hoes.
Yeah, for some people. For some people. And you know, people can be loyal, and then a lot of, then you have those people that are loyal to, you know, their significant others. So it's kind of like win-lose. I can't say win-win, but win-lose.
Well, let me ask you this. How good is Marty Scurll? How creative is he talent-wise?
Just freaking awesome. Villain Enterprises. Right? Yes.
Okay. Now, which promotion is going to give him the most freedom to be creative? Which is going to be the most restrictive?
New Japan is going to be the most freedom.
No, that's not one of the choices.
Oh, we're not.
Ring of Honor, AEW, or NXT. Follow along. Pay attention.
You know, honestly, with NXT, I don't know. I honestly cannot. I can't say it's either the good or the bad, because it's the main roster that you got to worry about. Triple H will give you what you want. That's fine. It's just Voodoo Ken Mafia. I mean, Vincent Kennedy McMahon that you have to worry about.
I'm going to look at three things. Paycheck, creativity, and how much am I digging it with my girlfriend?
I mean, hey, there you go.
His biggest paycheck is potentially NXT.
Yep.
I mean, potentially.
Exactly, potentially.
He's got to make the roster first.
Well, yeah.
So, that's basically the question. And it's one of those things, we'll find out.
Yeah.
But before we take our first break of the evening, let's talk about what happened between Ricochet and Samoa Joe back on Monday night. They both advanced in the King of the Ring, but their match ended in a draw. Should a draw, a double DQ, a double pin, a double count out, should that disqualify both of these guys, or even better, should that not be means to an end for a rematch for that coveted spot?
In the format of the tournament, I don't think you can DQ both.
No.
That does give someone a bye, which, you know, if you're giving a heel an easy run to the King of the Ring to have them lose, that's amusing. Mm-hmm. But I think that angle only works if you're doing old style King of the Ring where the matches happen on one night. I don't think that works in a modern King of the Ring where we're spacing it out over weeks. No. And this is a more interesting swerve, I think, where, okay, some of these King of the Ring matches are going to be triple threat now. Or at least the next one might be triple threat.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Well, speaking as somebody who has booked shows and written shows and booked matches and stuff, I'm advancing both of them because I've got an ulterior motive for that. Are they facing each other in the next round? Hell no. Of course not. Something else is going down. I'm not letting you know what it is because it's up my sleeve, and this is a means to that end. But I'm not knocking them both out of the tournament unless that is a different storyline altogether. And, okay, well, they're both getting knocked out because somehow we've made it possible for Kevin Owens to get back in. You see what I did there? Don't worry about that. This was just a totally different idea where you could have them both lose, neither the one advance, and you have a reason for it.
Yeah, but in that theoretical scenario, you can't put Kevin Owens back in because your options are to make him lose twice in the same tournament or give him a win that he didn't really, win three matches for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either way, you end up making Kevin look weak.
It's not going to help. No, this is absolutely true. But that was just using that as an example. I should have said somebody else, but, Kevin Owens in this situation is the first thing that came to mind when I was positing a scenario.
If we're talking about like if we're building heat because eliminating two people, someone's got to step in and take their place. If we're just garnering heat, I would probably put in Shane McMahon, who has a history of this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Best in the world and King of the Ring, and you know he'd do it.
And if ever you wanted to really get the crowd against you and incite them, this would be one hell of a way to do it.
Or if you wanted the King of the Ring, a face King of the Ring, to be over as hell.
So those, you know, there are those options. But having them both advance, there's obviously a reason and a script for this. So we gotta remember that wrestling is scripted. Don't call it fake, call it scripted. And
what?
Yeah, there's supposedly a plot that's unfolding, just like Boardwalk Empire TV series has a weekly plot that unfolds that leads to the series finale. If you haven't seen Boardwalk Empire, I won't tell you what the series finale was, but it was pretty big. Or, you know, Sopranos, where it's like, what, that's it? Which is what we get more often in WWE's, the Tony Soprano, or the Sopranos series finale instead. But yeah, there that is. I don't know. I think we should take our break, guys.
Sure.
Cause we still have, a pay-per-view to preview.
Yeah, we do.
To predict Clash of the Champions. Just letting you guys know, when we do come back and do that, it's WTR's Pick'em. So get ready to pick who you think's gonna win the matches. And we want everybody participating in that. Just, you know, it's fun. It's it gives you a chance to participate in this webcast and get in there with us. So, but that said, yeah. We're going to take time out. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 5. And about when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio. Saturday night. Midnight to Houston. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe...
devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, it is the experience known as The Rack.
Are we allowed to say boobs?
Let me check.
I don't know. In the truck, can we say boobs?
We need to get a check.
Hey, Sue.
We need to get a check on boobs.
We need a check on boobs. Please, can you say boobs?
We have boobs. A thumbs up on boobs or a thumbs down.
Boobs are okay.
Any standards and practices people here, is boobs acceptable? I like boobs. You guys like boobs?
Well, boobs are okay with me.
Apparently, Hunter likes boobs, so are we good with boobs?
Yeah.
Listen to The Rat. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
It's me, it's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for ya. Suck it.
Alone in my car, I'm in a parking lot. Darkest spot in my mind, my tongue is dry. Why do I crumble quickly, stumble swiftly? Cursing myself, I burn the furniture. A million times in my head, I'm feeling low. Got nowhere to go, but back up again. You gotta get bruised before you get mad. You gotta fall down before you fight back. Was feeling so weak, but baby, I'm strong.
And welcome back to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestling Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks for joining us, by the way. I want to say a special hello to a buddy of mine, a guy that used to wrestle for me, under the moniker Keishi Matsunaga. You might know him on Twitter as Kyle Driver. If you're not following him, follow him. He'll follow you back. He told us that... He can actually listen to most of the webcast live tonight. So we started late just so you could tune in you wacko ninja. That's him in the chat room, by the way. go ahead. If you want people to follow you, put out your Twitter handle and, I'll repeat it to, the listeners. If you don't want them to follow you, then I won't tell them. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Hey, Omega.
What?
I'm going to address this to you because, you're more into this type of shit than, Mike will be. Today marks an anniversary of a television show that has gone on to affect our lives since its debut.
Okay, you'll probably have to be a little more specific than that.
Okay, this television series was very landmark, and it was at one point in time referred to the Golden Goose.
Again, you're not giving me any kind of tangible information here.
Okay. Well, a little more information. It's responsible for the idea behind the portable or the personal computer, CD-ROMs, cell phones.
I mean, I know today, those 2 days ago. Never mind. Just tell me, Tim.
All right. Today marks the 53rd anniversary of the debut of Star Trek.
Yeesh.
I just thought you'd like to pass that on to your dad.
Sure, yeah, sure. That's what he needs. Like, cause I feel old with that knowledge and I wasn't alive when it started.
I was. Shut up. I was like 11 months old. Star Trek has been part of my life my entire life. Oh shit. Anyway, yeah, I just thought I'd throw that out there just cause. Getting back into, the wrestling talk, got a couple of things here that I just wanted to bring up, really quickly, and talk about before we get into, predictions, WTR picking for Clash of Champions. So, you know how the, WWE superstars all have their own page on WWE.com. The current roster and former members. The former members are on the, in the alumni section. I'm bringing this up because this past week, WWE has moved Ronda Rousey's page to the alumni section from the active roster.
I mean, it is kind of hard to, you know, convincingly, you know, say she is on the active roster when we haven't seen her since Mania.
Mania 35. This is true. Now, thoughts were that she would be back before WrestleMania 36, but now people are speculating she's done with wrestling. She left to have a family and do some acting. She's going to be a recurring character on the TV series 911. I think that I can't even remember what network that's on. ABC or CBS or something like that. But anyway, she recently just about lost one of her fingers taping an episode for the new season. But yeah, here's the thing. WWE will regularly put wrestlers who are on a hiatus into the alumni section until they come back.
Mm-hmm. Like, especially if they want them out of mind for a surprise return.
Yeah. Now, speculate. Is she done with wrestling or are we going to see her in WWE again, on the active wrestling, on the active roster?
I think we're going to see her eventually because A, she was too popular while she was there for them to not try and get her back. And B, last I checked, her contract was for several years. Of which she did one. And now she's on hiatus during her second of what should be about 3 years. Like, I know she's trying to have a family and I know she's doing some acting. You can kind of get away with that at the same time. You can't really have a family and wrestle at the same time. That gets a little bit more difficult.
Yeah. Just a touch. So, as far as that goes, don't read anything into it for the next 3 years, guys. If we don't see her in 3 years, we won't see her again. And, yeah, Omega, you pointed out the reason why I said 3 years, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but one more thing going on in the world of WWE outside of the ring, outside of the locker room, business related. Ric Flair, this is I found this interesting when I read this. Ric Flair has threatened the WWE with a lawsuit over the use of the moniker "The Man" when it comes to Becky Lynch. He's demanding royalties for all the merchandise being sold by WWE that is using the man. Have you heard about this?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah. Okay. He says it's nothing personal. The whole thing is he's, you know, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man and blah, 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 yada, 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 ad infinitum since the '70s.
But
that
he's
has
never
been his thing.
Yeah, like that's been one of his catchphrases.
Yeah.
But he's never specifically gone by the moniker "The Man." He's never been the man, Ric Flair. He's been the Nature Boy, which Buddy Rogers probably had something to say about.
Was getting ready to say. don't do that.
You don't just brought up. Yeah, Omega, you just brought up WWE's defense on that case. Ric Flair has never actually come out and said he's the man. It's implied with his catchphrase, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man.
See, it's but also a he's never specifically titled himself the man. It has just been a catchphrase.
Yeah, and exactly.
It's one of those trademarks that probably is not going to hold up to legal scrutiny if he wants to go to court with it because it is so generic. It's like when you apply it to a woman, that's different, but a guy going around, like I've trademarked the man, that doesn't work. Like it's just way too generic a term.
And if you want to be technical, to be the man, you have to beat the man. You have to beat Buddy Rogers first.
Mm-hmm.
Because
if you want to get really detailed and pedantic about it, Mike, yeah, I agree with you completely. But here's the thing: he recently just started selling merchandise on his own website with the moniker "The Man." Yeah, it's not just that. The stuff that he is selling with this on it, it looks very, very, very close to what WWE is doing with Becky Lynch. Now, WWE has had the merchandise a lot longer than Ric Flair has. So if there's any infringement happening, it's on Ric Flair's part, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like he's taking advantage of WWE's marketing.
Yeah, and he's looking for a cut of Becky's take from the merchandise. And that's exactly what would happen. It would eat into Becky's royalties.
He wants a piece of the pie.
Yeah. And he's saying that WWE has been riding on his coattails, but it's just coming across the other way around.
Yeah, because WWE has never been Ric Flair's territory. That's not ever the company he was known for. It's where he ended up, because everyone ended up there eventually. Mm-hmm. But no, he was a WCW guy. Like that's where his fame comes from.
Just let me address Wacko Ninja in the chat room. Of course, that's Kyle. The reason he didn't make a stink when Heenan was calling Goldberg the man is because they didn't market and merchandise that in WCW. And they didn't make money off of it in WCW. And that's why there was no reason to make a fuss is because there was no money in it.
What I love about this is that his argument is that he's not doing this. It's not a personal spite thing. This is about, you know, providing for family, providing for whichever wife he's currently on.
Yeah. Or ex-wife or alimony payment
or future ex-wife.
Yeah.
It's all about providing for her. Okay, fine. You're biting the hand that feeds you here. okay, you're going to get a cut of this merch. Guess what's going to happen? WWE is just going to change the moniker. They're going to give Becky something else. They're never going to use it again. You're never going to see a dime. And then they're going to cut you off completely. No more appearances. No more nostalgia acts. No more, you know, Ric Flair appreciation nights. You're done.
Yeah. They're going to break the record.
Not only that, you're going
to
cause
you're going to pay John Cena to come back, win one more world title just to write you out of the record book.
Yeah, there you go. But, there's also one other thing that this could potentially do. One of two ways this could go. He could have a rift with his daughter Charlotte, which is already starting. Charlotte's really upset with her dad over all of this because, of course, away from the ring outside of the world of wrestling, Charlotte and Becky are really close friends.
Yeah, she sees this for what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the other thing, that might happen, it's happened in the past. WWE is so pissed off at this guy that they're going to bugger up this guy's family member. And all of a sudden, Charlotte gets deep pushed and, dropped to the bottom. We've seen it happen with Triple H, for Christ's sakes. We've seen it happen with Owen after Brett and, Vince had their little tiff. Just for two examples.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And
so
right now, you look at the horsewomen and Charlotte is the least interesting.
Yeah.
You've got Bayley fresh on a heel turn. You've got Sasha returning out of nowhere as a full blown heel. You've got Becky as the biggest thing in the industry right now. And Charlotte just beat a woman who technically retired years ago.
Yep.
In what is now her farewell match. Yeah, right now Charlotte is the weakest of the four. And she's in a position where WWE has nothing to lose by dropping her down a few pegs just to show daddy what's going to happen.
And basically WWE has already pressured Charlotte to go against her dad by doing this exact very thing. Cause that's what it does. It puts pressure on the contracted, employee to side with them. So I thought that was just a really interestingly big story we should have brought up. So we did. This is somewhat unrelated, but apparently baseball fans in Cleveland are said to be demanding the elimination of using Ric Flair's woo chant at baseball games. They're sick and tired of it.
Okay, good to know.
It was just a random thing, you know. It's almost as newsworthy as posting on a wrestling dirt sheet site. Oh, hey, I was listening to ESPN today and they played Goldberg's entrance music. It's not wrestling news, kids. So. But that's that for that. Shall we talk about WTR's pick'em for Clash of Champions, Omega?
I mean, we can.
We kind of sort of have, almost an obligation to.
It's kind of what we do, yes.
So, of course, everybody, you understand the card is subject to change. No, but yeah. We do have 11 matches. We have 11 matches on the card. We've got the King of the Ring finals match. Bayley's taking on Charlotte. Seth and Braun are tag teaming to take on Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler. And then we're going to get Seth fighting Braun. Kofi Kingston is taking on Randy Orton. Drew Gulak is, defending against Humberto Carrillo and, Lince Dorado. The New Day will, face the Revival. Shinsuke Nakamura will take on The Miz. Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks. Roman Reigns is going after Eric Rowan. And then we got a tag match, Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross defending against Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. So let's start with that one. Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross defending their titles, the Women's Tag Championship titles, against Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. Omega.
Much as I like Mandy and Sonya, and almost becoming interesting as far as being a tag team and being a storyline. I don't really think they're going to do anything with them ultimately. I don't think they're going to do, I don't think they're going to hand them the belts. Like, Alexa and Nikki have worked really well. And I'm praying, like, please hang on to those belts. Please defend them well. Please add some kind of credibility because those belts have been a joke.
Not disagreeing at all. So, you're going with the, defending champions retaining.
Uh huh.
Mike.
Likewise. I mean, Mega hit it on the nail. So we got to go with that.
Okay. There you go. Don't forget chat room. We're going to get you to play, Pick'em, chat room and everybody listening live or to the archives. If you're not in the chat room, you're going to have the opportunity to send your picks, to us, get them to us. And one way of doing that is going to facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And, you can post your Pick'em picks. You've got until, game day, as it were, next Sunday around, 3 PM. To get your Pick'em picks in. So just keep that in mind. Next match, Roman Reigns versus Eric Rowan. Hey, it was you. No, it wasn't me. I swear it hasn't been me. Mike, go.
This is the whole BS of it was me. No, it wasn't me. Why are we worrying about this? Granted, you know, I understand this is a quote unquote interesting storyline, but honestly, why is this a thing? Roman. I don't think they're going to give it to Rowan.
Okay.
So I'm going with Roman Reigns.
There's your pick, Omega.
Yeah, they are absolutely not going with Rowan. This entire thing, like, we have had, like, major shakeups over on SmackDown. We have had creative firings, mostly because this storyline was so botched. From people accidentally being on camera to plot threads being dropped at a moment's notice to a lot of nonsense, which apparently has left them the only option of, okay, Eric Rowan has, we have to push Eric Rowan as a singles guy now and a guy who actually has to work a microphone.
Yeah. This has, incidentally helped lead to the, removal of a member of the writing staff, by the way.
Yeah.
Wait, who they removed? So,
what?
Kidding.
Yeah, Roman.
There you go. Yeah, I'm going Roman. I just realized I didn't put in my pick and pick for the first match. Yeah, Alexa and Nikki retain. Okay. So now we've got the second interesting match on this card. Becky Lynch taking on Sasha Banks. Becky, of course, defending champion against the returning Sasha Banks. Omega.
Well, the interesting thing to the match is exactly what they're going to decide to do here. Because, okay, Sasha's a big deal. Sasha's one of the horsewomen. Sasha is a very good performer. She's a very good character. She's fresh on a heel run. So, first big match back, you would want her to go over. You would want her to look good. But at the same time, given how she left, she might be a little bit too volatile to trust with a title.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with, oh hey, it's Becky Lynch. Who is doing gangbusters for their merchandising department. So, yeah, I think Becky wins, but it's not a clean win. I suspect heel tactics involved.
You're treading into territory reserved for me on this particular match, which is fine. Sasha Banks is not going to win, and I think it's going to have to do with some nefariousness, possibly courtesy of Bayley, believe it or not.
Ooh.
Okay, and it's not Bayley and Sasha will team up to cost Sasha. It's not going to be Bayley screwing Sasha. I just thought I'd clarify that. So I'm with you. Becky Lynch wins by default. That's the way I see it.
By default.
by default.
Same thing. Definitely the same here. And it's, yeah. It's Becky.
All right. There you go. Next match on the card, Shinsuke Nakamura is defending against The Miz. Now, in recent, months, The Miz has been looking absolutely fantastic, and he's got the crowd behind him, and he's got all the support, and he's got all this momentum going. Mike.
I honestly don't know. Can he do it? He got all of this happening. Can he pull it off? I don't know. I kinda
can't.
Yes, I can. What the hell am I saying? No, I can't.
Okay, your internal monologue should probably be external, so we have radio stuff.
I know. Leave me alone.
No. So he's right, you know.
As far as we know, there's no stipulation whatsoever.
No.
Okay. Shin versus The Miz. Weef. Does he need another championship, though? Alright, well, I'll say Miz.
Alright, there you go. Omega.
No, I've got Nakamura.
Okay.
I feel like this is like the last hurrah he's got. If this doesn't work, there's nothing. And he just started a partnership with Sammy. So he's got outside help that's probably going to come into play.
Okay.
But also I feel like the IC belt's a little fresh on him to pull it off him immediately.
Yeah. I'm gonna side with you, Omega, on this one. I think that, Nakamura retains. I think that we're gonna get a good match out of him thanks to The Miz. Mike Mizanin has basically done everything asked of him and more by, WWE Creative and, those who, sign his paycheck. And I don't see that stopping anytime soon. And I would say, hey, look, you're getting rewarded down the line. Don't worry about it. We need you to get help get this guy, over even further as the champion. And professional wrestlers aren't there to win the belt. Like, sorry guys, not to open up the curtain again and expose things to you. Professional wrestlers are there to have a match and get a paycheck and do what they're booked to do. It's not like UFC where you're competing with the ultimate goal. Yeah, everybody would love to have a title belt. Don't get me wrong, but they're not there specifically just to get the title belt. This is professional wrestling. This is the way it is. And, Miz, he's a company man and he has done and will continue to do what is asked of him, provided it makes at least a little bit of sense. And so far it's made a lot. So I see him working at helping, even further push Shinsuke. My pick, Shinsuke retains. Next match on the card, we got, hey, Omega, don't be sour.
I thought you were planning to upset me with the next match.
Yeah, don't be sour. It's the New Day, defending against the Revival.
Okay. I think that's tricky because they are now in a current new partnership with Randy Orton.
Mm-hmm.
That said, unlike the others, I don't think Randy is the kind of guy to come help out. I don't think he's the kind of guy to run out and go, okay, boys, I'm here for you. Okay, let's put these, you know, let's put these tag belts on you. I think he's very much just waiting in the back, just waiting to insult them. Yeah, and I actually really like the New Day all holding their own belts instead of just passing belts around with each other. So I'll stick with the New Day.
All right, there you go, Mike.
New Day, man. Dash and Dawson, man. I'm a huge Revival fan, but I really think that the New Day bandwagon is going to, I'm going to win, because I really think something's going to go down the line where they're going to do a winner take all match. So New Day retains.
Yeah, we're unanimous on this New Day retaining. There's no reason for the titles to be given to the Revival. Hey, Mike, the Revival, say it.
What, fuck the Revival?
There you go. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we've got the triple threat for the Cruiserweight title is the next match we're gonna look at here. Drew Gulak defending against Humberto Carrillo and Vince Dorado. Mike. Hmm.
So the piss break, Drew Gulak.
No elaboration, nothing, just, yeah, Drew Gulak.
None whatsoever.
It's the Cruiserweights. Yeah, that's it. Okay, there you go. Omega.
That ain't really a matter of it's the Cruiserweights, because the Cruiserweights put on really good matches, you know, on the pay-per-views when they had, you know, Cedric or, Buddy Murphy. Mm-hmm. Which they don't. So, no, this is just, I don't even know who to pick here because, I barely know two of these guys and I don't know one of them at all. Cause they buried 205 Live that badly. Let's say Drew.
I'm gonna say Drew too. I mean, he hasn't had it all that long, has he? Why take it off somebody? When you don't care about, making your cruiserweights look great, and he's like, oh yeah, we better have a match. Boom. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is the rematch that we've all been looking forward to. Kofi Kingston defending against Randy Orton. Omega.
I really do hope this is a faster pace than their last match.
Yep.
Yep. Kofi's put on some much better matches. Again, I like the dynamic the New Day have going on right now.
Yep.
Like they're doing that dominant faction thing where they've got all the gold, but they're not flaunting it that way. So they're not coming off as dicks about it, and they aren't seeming like they are, like, you know, one of the all belt, you know, we hold all the belt groups. So I think that's got some legs still. I want to say Kofi retains.
Okay. Mike.
Kofi retains. I'm sorry.
Now, was it you, Mike, that said that this would be leading to something, or was that you,
yes,
Mike?
That was me.
Okay. Well, I can see that happening. Both matches lead to a six-man tag, where Orton and the Revival look to get some revenge. I don't see Randy Orton helping out the Revival, but I see the Revival coming out and screwing things up in the WWE title match to lead to that. So, yeah, awesome. But I'm picking Kofi for the win here. Now I'm gonna skip the next match I have written down here and leave that. I'm leaving that for after the one that I'm gonna bring up next instead. Seth Rollins teaming up with Braun Strowman to defend against Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler.
What the fuck was that?
I just...
Oh, no.
Fucking silly.
That was silly?
Yeah.
I thought you had a stroke.
no comment. Anyway, yeah. Strowman and Rollins defending WWE Raw tag titles against Roode and Ziggler. And Mike, go.
Are we really going to? I'm sorry. We're really going to see them retain? Roode and Ziggler wins. If they win, if they retain by some magical force, that's going to suck. But I'm going to stick with Roode and Ziggler.
Omega.
The only way I could see Roode and Ziggler winning this is if Strowman turns heel and just crushes Rollins mid-match. But then what was the point of him stepping up and being his tag partner to win the belts in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't... Because it's Heyman's got the book, I don't want to say that it's that obvious or that it's that contrived to have such a dumbass part of it. I'm going to say Seth and Braun retain because two tag champions going against each other for the world titles never happened. I think that's an interesting match to have.
Yeah, because it could lead to so much down the road.
Yeah, and there could, because it's something we've never done, we don't know what the repercussions could be in the story. That's more interesting to me than just turning Braun heel because he's the big one.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're going for the champs to retain. Yeah, Heyman's got the booking, and sometimes he'll swerve you by going the obvious route when everything points to him not going the obvious route for... because obvious is obvious. But a lot of the times, he will totally come out of left field and do exactly what you don't expect, the opposite of what you do expect. And let's face it, writing shows and booking matches, Heyman's a genius at. He hits a home run more often than he ever struck out. Just because of things that I could see happening. Seth and Braun retain is my pick. And that will lead to Seth defending the Universal Championship against Braun. And this is where the entire world of the Universal title opens right up for the next little bit with so many different interesting possibilities based on these guys actually retaining the titles. Omega, go.
See, the interesting thing is that this scenario plays out, and then you get to Monday Night Raw afterwards.
Yep.
And now these men still have to be a tag team, even though they just had a match for the championship. And one of them is going to be sore about it. This would actually be absolutely fascinating if Braun wins. If he takes that Universal title off of Seth, which I don't think is going to happen because Seth took it off Brock not too long ago.
With broken ribs.
And they really want Rollins to be the guy.
Yeah.
But the most interesting story to tell would be like, okay, this guy just took your championship off of you, but you're tag champs with him. You have to work with him now. And if you want to keep the one belt you gotta get along somehow. That would be an interesting story to play out. But I don't think they would go that route because it's Seth. It's the guy they want being in charge of everything, being the guy.
Yep.
So I'm begrudgingly picking Seth to win, even though I think there's a much better story to tell here.
All right. Michael.
Oh boy. I do agree with Omega here. It's... This is something that this is a story. Now, why did they put them in the tag team titles? I will never know. I will never know. But then again, I don't question. Well, yes, I do. I do question the bookers you know, the Booker's pencil writing, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it's like, do I really want to question how they do things? But these two love to tell a story, and somehow, some way, Seth is going to retain.
All right, there you go. Well, without any hesitation, I'm telling you that Seth will not lose the title. I am on the fence as to whether or not he wins it cleanly, or there are shenanigans from a third and fourth party to come in, and not by Braun turning heel. I'm bucking this. I'm bringing somebody out to screw things up. I just am. Only because that opens things up hugely for possibilities for, at least for me, to, kick the book on the tag titles. And then a couple of months later, Braun and Seth can square off again and we can have a clean winner. Give the fans a taste. That's what I'm looking at this match as, is if I'm booking it. Give the fans a taste. See how the match winds up going. You've got all the faith and confidence in the world in Seth. Braun has proven to be better than you would expect the big man to be, but is he good enough yet? That's why you're giving a taste, but you're not having a clean finish. So my book is Seth Rollins retains. Here we go. The next one. Charlotte Flair taking on Bayley for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship title. Winner wins the belts. If it's Bayley, she retains. This is where it could get interesting and potentially possibly tie into Becky Sasha. Go, Omega.
It's also interesting because you do have two clashing points of momentum here.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte's just come off a win over Trish Stratus, who is arguably the best women's wrestler WWE ever had. You are coming off of Bayley's heel turn that's rejuvenated her. Do you make Bayley a strong heel by winning over Charlotte when she's got that level of momentum, or do you continue Charlotte's dominance and the queen of all eras thing by also letting her take the SmackDown championship? Or does a legal battle with Dad get involved? I don't know. If I'm in the booking, then yes, Sasha's involved in helping Bayley keep the belt.
Okay.
And that's the pick. You're allowed to move on now.
Excuse me. Yeah, I was absorbing that and trying to mask the fact that I have a nasty cough going on. Mike.
I gotta agree with Mega. Somehow Sasha's gonna help Bayley to retain that championship, one way or another. But because of this that's happening, and thank God Bayley's not a transitional champion, Bayley's gonna retain. And with this freshly new heel turn, yeah, this is, yeah, she's retaining. Sorry, Charlotte.
There you go. Yeah. I'm thinking Bayley's retaining. I like Omega's scenario, just from a pure booking standpoint. Sasha helps, but that is contingent on which match opens up this, pay-per-view and which one closes it. Because I posited a few different scenarios tonight, that might or could, happen, that would be good to happen, that has a lot of possibilities and potentials. The only if is, which match goes on before the other match. I can see Bayley and Charlotte, going on before Becky and Sasha. And Sasha comes out and helps Bayley retain. And then, later in the evening, Becky versus Sasha. And, Becky retains because Bayley heels out with Sasha against Becky. the way, just the way I see things. And the same idea with the tag match, and then the, Universal Championship. A couple of things booking wise are very dependent on where these matches are placed on the card. So keep that in mind when you absorb my picks, everybody. But that leaves the last match on the card. It's the King of the Ring finals match, which means, you got to try to pick the two, contenders and then a winner. Mike, what do you think? Can you do it? Can you do it?
Can I do it? I don't think so.
I can't.
Cause now we still gotta wait for the whole Samoa Joe. What is it? Samoa Joe.
All right, I'm gonna end this. Elias versus Chad Gable, who wins?
Oh God, Jesus. No one. I mean.
Pick a winner.
God damn it. Chad. No. Am I crazy? No. Elias.
All right, who wins? Samoa Joe, Ricochet, or Baron Corbin? Who wins?
Baron.
So Baron versus whoever you just said. Who wins?
Baron wins.
There you go. There's your King of the Ring. Same scenario for you, Omega.
See, I'm picturing what would make the best match versus what WWE would do. Cause there's such a part of me that would love to see Chad Gable versus Ricochet as the finals.
Oh, we're crying out loud, Omega.
Yeah. Yeah. You're picturing that now, aren't you?
No, that was my pick. Gable versus Ricochet with Ricochet winning.
It's the thing.
Cause I think they're that high on this kid.
Well, they're giving Chad a Cinderella run here. Mm-hmm. And they want to push Ricochet to the moon.
Yep.
Like if you're doing a pay-per-view quality match, then the best match you've got, the best one available to you is Chad Gable versus Ricochet. In that, I don't think Ricochet needs King of the Ring, but I think it might be interesting to give it to Chad and see if he can run with it.
Mm. All right, so that's his pick. Tim, what's your pick?
Well, I just kind of sort of said it while Omega was bringing all that up, and I said, God damn it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, they're giving it to Ricochet. Ricochet wins King of the Ring.
There you go.
And that is our predictions for Clash of the Champions, or Clash of Champions, sorry. Don't forget, we want your pick'ems, Rock, what did I say, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon?
3 p.m. Eastern, that works.
That's the cutoff to get your pick'em picks. Post them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
Usually facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork, that's the best spot to do it.
Yeah, that one will do it. And I guess we're done for the evening, guys.
Yeah.
The only thing we got to do is plug the rest of the week and then personal plugs. So tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, is the Raw post show. Tune in at 11 o'clock Eastern when the Rock. No, I'm sorry, he's not the Rock. He's Sir Rockin'. Will review Raw.
Yeah, every Monday night we do the Raw post show, just not this Monday, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Just not this Monday?
Just not this Monday.
Why not this Monday?
Lindsay's out of town, so no post show.
Oh, there you go. And I would volunteer or offer to take her place, but I'll be at It's Chapter 2 with my son Owen. I'm treating him to a horror movie.
Fun.
Yeah, Fortnite with friends, Rock.
Thursdays and Saturdays, right here at twitch.tv/WTR Live.
Yeah, hey, guess what? Thursday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern, another multi-time, multi-award-winning program called The Rack with the multi-time, multi-award-winning host, Lindsay Ward.
We'll have Clash of Champions preview. We'll have the NXT Rundown and the SmackDown Throwdown, plus all the news you can handle. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, RackRadioShow.com. Check out all the Rack extras of Ms. and Mrs., all available at RackRadioShow.com, along with a bunch of book reviews. And coming soon, the Rack Extra Reviews, Total Bellas, or Total Divas. Yay!
Yeah, Saturday nights, midnight-ish, Eastern, or as close as they can get to it. Another edition of the Wild, the Wacky, the Unusual, No, it's a webcast that a bunch of guys get together and do, and sometimes they swear, and at least one of them drinks. CB Radio.
Yeah, we had
greater than great debate.
We had our 600th episode last night. Yay. That was fun. So check that out, CBRadioLive.com. This Saturday night, midnight edition, it's the season one finale of the greater than great debate. All the winners of the past 128 debates square off against each other in the greater than great debate. Finale, season one, the Saturday night, midnight is, CBRadioLive.com.
There you go. And, yeah, of course, next Sunday night, Clash of Champions, so we'll be on immediately following program, though, to give you our thoughts of what we saw. Was it good? Well, we'll let you know what we thought of it. I'll tell you right now, the card looks like it should be very entertaining. Yeah. I'm not even going to say depending or whatever. So after Clash Champions, tune in to WTR Sunday night. Follow me on the Twitters at Flames Forums. Follow my uncensored, politically incorrect Voicing Sanity account at Voicing Sanity on Twitter. Follow Wild Talk Radio Network on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Follow Wrestle Talk Radio at WTR Sunday night, both on Twitter. You've heard us mention Facebook. Well, Wrestle Talk Radio is also on Facebook at WTR Sunday Night, facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. I'm done doing my plug-in stuff. Omega, would you like to tell everybody where they can find you all over the world wide web as TJ Omega, except for Facebook, where you're TJ Reviews?
No.
Oh, okay, because you do it so much better than I just did.
If I have to, though.
Go ahead. Do you want followers?
Yeah, followers would be cool.
Well, shit, you should tell them then.
Yeah, you can follow me over on Facebook at TJ Reviews, but everywhere else, you can find me under one name, and that is TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos worth of content. And for some bonus content I can't post there, you can find it on TJOmega.net.
No, no nudes.
No. It's all tasteful.
I just wanted to point that out because just in case people, well, if you can't post it on YouTube, it must be dirty. No. Smart enough. Get your minds out of the gutter.
No, it's called my YouTube channel is family friendly.
There you go. And Omega does have a penchant for swearing once in a while, especially when he drops a transformer on his foot when he's trying to put it together and it won't work.
I have never dropped a transformer on my foot in my life.
Well, I tried. Okay, Mike, plug.
Got a wrestling thing, the WTR Oreo. You can add me there on the Twitter page. You'll see me, the stuff that I've done for my wrestling training this week and a promo for an upcoming promotion that I'm doing. Yeah, you can also hit me up on my Twitch, Stu Heyman. I'm doing a show every Thursday called Powerhouse Championship Wrestling. And then you can hit me up on the Facebook page. It is Dragon Out of Wrestling. And I'm done.
And you're done. All right. Hey, everybody, just as we say goodnight, just want to let you know and remind you, Pro Fitness Wrestling Academy will be continuing the tradition of training world-class professional wrestlers out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. If you're interested in getting trained as a pro wrestler, you want to just get information and think you might have what it takes. If you're curious, go to www.profitnesswrestlingacademy.com. And you can fire off an email to info@profitnesswrestlingacademy.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. That being said, have yourselves a great week, everybody. Catch you next Sunday night for Clash of Champions.
WildTalkRadio.com.